It's time again for the Red Journal Radio Show.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. It's Freestyle Friday. And I'm your host, Salita. And this is the Red Journal Radio Show here in Blog Talk Radio. And you guys, I'm just going to say, let's talk. Let's get some stuff off our chest. You can call in at 347-677-1749. But you guys, you know it's always the magic moment with my unorganized self. You know the magic moment every time we start the show is meditation time. Then I'm going to see if I can find I want to find somewhere else to get a recipe from, okay? I'm going to see if I can find someplace else. Because I see a lot of good recipes that you can do on a daily basis. So I'm going to see if I can pull that up. Okay, here we go. Let's take a deep breath. Visualize standing on the shore. Looking over the water, take a deep breath. Now slowly release it. Clear your mind. Concentrate on just being still. Accept that your thoughts can be transformed to accept the changes that can take place. Look over the horizon and beyond your perceived viewpoint. Focus on what is important to you. Release the dragon of doubt, low self-esteem, and all the emotional baggage that you carry with you. Allow the gentleness of the breeze sweep away all your fears. Let the waves of calmness pass over you. Your life is all you have, so make sure you've planned it accordingly. Never stop dreaming. Know through relaxation, you have an opportunity to refresh, renew, and reinvent. This is just the beginning for you to take a chance and create you a positive environment for the growth of a positive thought pattern. Wow. All right, you guys. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Let me see what I can come up with. Let's see. Maybe I can do it from here. I hope everyone has had a great week. I can truly say I have. Being blessed in every way, shape, form, or fashion. I'm hoping everyone else has been blessed this week.
Hello, you have been selected to take part in our anonymous survey. Please take our 30-second questionnaire.
I'm sorry, guys. I apologize.
Hello, you have been. Hello, you have been.
I am so sorry. I do not know where that came from. Hold up. This makes me angry. I apologize, you guys. Please accept my apology for such a big mess up. Ooh. Okay. Let's see what I can do here. I'm trying to find one of my other spots where I get some good recipes from. And I'm not finding that spot. Okay, let's see. Bear with me, you guys. Let's see. I'm sorry. I have to have me a good recipe. Here we go. Let's see if I can do this again. Oh, here we go. Good, 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 good. I found where I wanted to go for my recipes. Oh, I got it. How about our top-rated meat lasagna with ricotta filling?
Now,
everybody knows lasagna is one is a great, 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 great food to make this one. And it can serve six. I'm quite sure you can add more to it. You need 1 pound of ground beef, ground chuck round, or you know what? We eat a lot of turkey meat. So we use turkey meat in it. I try to stay away from the ground beef as much as possible. You have a 1/4 teaspoon of basil dry, 1 bay leaf, 2 cloves of garlic, 1/2 cup of onions, 1 large can of tomatoes, canned goods, 1 can of tomato paste, condiments. You have the sauce, pasta, lasagna noodles, and you need 8 ounces of those. It says, it says one pinch of cayenne pepper, 2 teaspoons of salt, 2 teaspoons of salt, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 4 tablespoons of olive oil. When you want to deal with the dairy, you have 8 ounces of mozzarella cheese, 1/3 cup of Parmesan cheese grated, 16 ounces of ricotta, low fat, and then you want 2 cups of water in this. Let's see. I guess it doesn't, this one is different. It doesn't tell you how they make it. Wow. Okay. Wow. I was expecting to see the whole, okay. It just gives you the ingredients. It doesn't tell you how to make it. Oh, okay. Here we go. We talked about all the ingredients that is needed. Prep time is 25 minutes. Cook time is 105. Total time is 130 minutes. Start sauce about 30 to 45 minutes in advance in a large deep pan over medium heat. Saute onions and garlic in 3 tablespoons of olive oil until all onions are soft. Add ground beef and brown. Stir frequently. Pour off excess fat. Add the tomato paste, 2 teaspoons of salt, cayenne pepper, sugar, basil, bay leaf, and 2 cups of water. Stir well. Reduce the heat to low and simmer slowly. Uncover for 1 hour until the sauce has thickened. Cook the noodles in salted. Let's see. Okay, it says cook noodles in salted boiling water as packets direct, stirring frequently to prevent sticking pans. Drain, toss gently with 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Heat the oven at 325 Fahrenheit. Spoon some of the sauce into a large 3-quart baking dish, just 4 to 6 tablespoons, enough to cover the bottom of the pan. Top with a layer of noodles. Spoon about 1/3 of the remaining sauce over the noodles. Spoon about 1/2 of the ricotta cheese evenly over the layer of sauce. Then speak a few tablespoons of Parmesan cheese over that. Add and about 1/3 of mozzarella cheese. Repeat with another 1/3 of noodles, another 1/3 of the sauce, the remaining ricotta, another 1/3 of the mozzarella, and a few tablespoons of Parmesan cheese. Finish with the last layers of noodles, the remaining sauce, Parmesan, mozzarella cheese. Bake on cover for 45 minutes. And it should be delicious. Okay. That was from About Foods. I love Pinterest, you guys. And that's where I got that from. Okay. Let's go to a commercial, play some music, and then we'll get into some news. All right. This is Red Journal Radio. I'm your host, Alita. And if you want to call in, the number is 347-677-1749. That's 347-677-1749. And I'm here, and let's talk.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table.
which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
But all I want to know, baby...
you guys. We are back with Freestyle Friday. I'm your host, Aaliyah McCall. This is Red Journal Radio, and tonight is Let's Just Talk. Okay, you guys, I found this news article that was sent to me. Very interesting. It's talking about an Ohio-based bank that did some overcharging on auto loans to only the Black and the Latino customers. And what they're doing now is they're about to agree to, $18 million in settlements for doing this. Department of Justice did an investigation. And see, you know what, to be honest with you, Department of Justice, I understand that they only can pick and choose certain cases that they have to deal with or certain issues that they have to deal with. But you know what? If they literally do this to all businesses that deal with us, I guarantee you they're going to find a lot of discrepancies. And a lot of people having to pay out a lot of money because we have been cheated in every which way all over the place, just crazy. And people take advantage of you not having the education. That's why it's so important to know a little bit about interest rates. It's so important to know a little bit about what it's going to cost, having a good budget, studying what you have in your pocket opposed to what you have in your bank or what you make. It's very important for that because this affects every decision you make with your money. Okay. It says, and this is from Black Atlanta. Let me see. I think this is called. I'm sorry, you guys. I want to make sure I'm giving credit where credit is due. Yeah. It's from Atlanta Black Star. I'm sorry. Has this news article, and it's the third bank to pay $18 million in settlement for charging Black customers more interest rate for auto loan. It says an Ohio-based bank has come under fire for charging Black and Latino customers more interest on auto loans. A joint investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has found. Okay, it's a Fifth Third Bank, which has 1,300 banking locations in 12 states, has agreed to pay an $18 million settlement related to indirect auto loans made through dealerships. The bank allowed dealers to raise interest rates as they saw fit, which resulted in them charging customers of color $200 more over the course of an auto loan than white customers. Some dealers charge customers as much as 2.5% more than the bank's actual rate or buy rate for such loans. Wow, very interesting. It says the discrepancy was not related to how creditworthy the black and Latino customers were, and the dealers were reportedly allowed to pocket the additional interest as compensation. By charging these customers higher interest, the dealers received more money for loans from Fifth Third Bank. Wow, that's a scheme. Isn't that a sort of like embezzlement? I don't know. It says a court must finalize a settlement which will require the bank to make changes to its monitoring and compliance models. Fifth Third will also have to lower or eliminate dealer markups on interest rates. Dealers will not be able to raise interest rates to more than 1.25% of the buy rate on the auto loans that span 5 years or fewer. Longer loans may not be marked up more than 1%. Discrimination victims who financed auto loans from the bank from January 2010 to September 2015 must be identified and compensated for the interest rate discrepancy. Fifth Third operates 15 affiliates in Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Tennessee, Georgia, Kentucky, Florida, Missouri, and North Carolina. That means minorities from these areas who receive auto loans from the bank during this period should be on high alert. So I'm hoping you out there listening, if you're from Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, Tennessee, Georgia, Kentucky, Florida, Missouri, and North Carolina, this is for you if you dealt with this bank called Fifth Third. I've never heard of a bank with a name like that. That's a weird name. Even when African-American and Latino borrowers negotiate the interest rate, they end up paying more for their cars than white borrowers with similar credit profiles because of the car dealer interest rate markup, says Chris Kukla, Senior Vice President of the Center for Responsible Lending. Discrimination has no place in the auto lending market, and our research shows that dealer markups contribute to this discriminatory outcome. The best way to root out discrimination in auto lending would be to eliminate dealer markups altogether. And I think that's a good idea. But you know how it is, that won't happen. Okay, Fifth Third Bank is far from the only financial institution investigated for racial discrimination related to auto loans. Ally Bank, American Honda Financial, and Evergreen Bank have also violated the Equal Credit Protection Act. Racial discrimination in this lending sector now amounts to roughly $194 million. Wow. It says, and given the race-based income inequality remains a pressing problem both in and out of the U.S., it's particularly appalling that financial institutions choose to profit off of Blacks and Latino groups still recovering from the 2007 economic recession. Auto loans continue to make up a large portion of consumer debt, reportedly falling just behind the mortgages and student loans as a top source of debt for the public. Once more, auto dealers finance 80% of car purchases, which is why consumers in this case were so vulnerable. In addition to the $18 million settlement, Fifth Third Bank must also pay $3 million related to unlawful practices in the promotion of add-on credit card services. Wow. This marks the 11th time the CFPB has issued such fines. About 24,000 customers were affected by these promotions, which allegedly misinformed customers about the costs, benefits, terms, and conditions of services, such as the ability to cancel credit card payments during times of financial hardship. Lastly, Fifth Third Bank will pay $1 million in fines for lending violations. Carter M. Stewart, U.S. Attorney of the Southern District of Ohio, issued a statement of Fifth Third Bank's Discriminatory Act practices. Consumers deserve a level playing field when they enter the marketplace, especially when financing an automobile, he said. This settlement prevents discrimination in setting the price for auto loans. So you guys, as you can see, we have been a target of a lot of things, and people who want to holler that we're acting like victims of everything, that's hard-earned money that was these people were cheated out of. People who have to work every day to make these loans, to make sure they can pay them off, that's hard-earned money. It's almost just like with the housing market. Yes, I believe a lot of people were told and was convinced that they could afford a house. Excuse me, in reality, they couldn't afford a house, and they wind up losing their houses. I think all that is designed to keep us where we're at. Like I said, a lot of people are still trying to recover, even though that was 8 years ago, the recession of 2007, that's a long time. 8 years is a long time to try to recover from something as devastating as what happened to us back then. And you see a lot of these businesses who have already bounced back from it and making double the profit they were making before. Everybody is not in that position. And the idea that you take advantage of Black and Latinos, we got to wake up, you guys. We got to come together. And that's the biggest fear, I believe, is that if we come together, that's going to scare the hell out of them. Well, it's scaring the hell out of them now. That's why the Republicans are fumbling all over the damn place. And they got these candidates that are a joke. They're the laughing stock of America right now because they are a joke. I'm talking on the Republican side. The Democratic side only has, what, three people running? They got, what, 12, 13, 15 people trying to run? Crazy, crazy, crazy. That's the only way. And if you guys understand anything about the voting system, if you know anything about politics, whenever you have more than two candidates running for an office, that's a split the vote type thing. And it happens all the time. It happens here a lot. That's why they still have the same mayor for our Alexandria area, because they split the vote. There's about 10 of us. I'm talking about Black folks. 10 of us want to run for mayor. And that splits the vote, which is going to get that same person back in office, which has been going on for years now. He's on his second term now. Very interesting. As you know, we just went through October, and that's election time for a lot of people. If it wasn't for my husband, you guys, I wouldn't have voted. I'm serious, because I had just given up on it. I get a couple of phone calls from people that I usually work with when around election time, and they ask me, well, are you going to participate? No, this year I'm not. I'm very disappointed in a lot of stuff when it comes to politics and our social issues, so I don't want to really get involved in it right now. Just mind-boggling. I mean, think about that. Think about the people who you're doing your business with when it comes to financing cars, your house, the whole nine yards. You have to be careful. And if you don't do your research and you don't ask questions, you don't know. And what I love about me and my husband, and I can only talk about us because I'm not familiar with any other person's relationship and how they do things. We have a habit of researching everything. We have a habit of talking things out so that we know exactly what we're getting into. I don't want to tell you too much, but we had a situation today, and I understood. At first, I was kind of upset, but I understood where he was coming from and why it was so important that we paid attention and that he does a lot of paying attention to how finances are put together and how people try to rip you off. And we had an incident today where somebody tried to take advantage of us, but luckily my husband is educated on that in that part of it that they were not going to do it. And we got away from it, and which I'm so glad he did, because it didn't stop our blessing. It didn't definitely stop our blessing. But they were going to take advantage of us if we didn't know what we knew and didn't pay attention to what we needed to pay attention to. We would have gotten had, and I'm glad that he took time out and understood and did not like what he was hearing and walked away. So that was a great idea. I think that was awesome. Now, this is Freestyle Friday, and we are going to be playing music. It was going to be talking, and like I said, call in at 347-677-1749, if you have any comments or questions that you would like to make, do not hesitate. Call in, okay? Let's give you a little Blackstreet. Let's see what's going on here with Blackstreet.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. You know what? I like the play. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play that. Play on, play that. Yo, Drake drops the verse.
It's going down, fade to Blackstreet. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Blackstreet and Teddy, the original rough shaker.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can. I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I thought to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style. She knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers hit curves so frequent to hurt. Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You've got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it, jump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time, baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I thought to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I thought to bag it up,
bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
First class from New York City to Black Sheep. What you know about me? Now don't hustle something. Cartier wooded frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees to buy this click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake bang roars? I shows and proves, no doubt. I've been dictating so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a player's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your again Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I thought to bag it up.
Girl, you got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I thought to bag it up.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
All right, you guys, we are back. This is Freestyle Friday with your host, Alita, on Red Journal Radio Show. Our number to call in is 347-677-1749. That's 347-677-1749. Now, you know, if you don't call in now or you don't listen now, you know you can always go back and listen to all our old shows, our archives, and I have plenty of them. So you guys can take time out to go and listen to them after the show is over with if you don't want to make comments or call in right now. Okay. And you can always, let me tell you where you can hit me up on. I'm always on Facebook majority of the time. I have an Instagram. I don't use it that often. I have a Twitter. I don't use that often. But you can hit me up mainly on Facebook lots of times. And my email address is sensible64@yahoo.com. That's sensible64@yahoo.com. And I would love for you guys to go to our fabulousbydesign.com. Website and check out some of our products. You know, I haven't been talking about our products in a while, but I would love for you guys to go there and check it out. Check out some of my products. If you want them, let me know. I'll get them to you as soon as I can or as soon as you order them. All right, you guys, let's talk about another subject and still dealing with the social issues. they're here, okay, here in Marksville, Louisiana, which is about 20 minutes away from here. We go to Marksville all the time. Something happened. I think this happened yesterday. And I'm sorry I have to read the article to you. I hate that I have to do that. But this is the only way I can do it. It said Jeremy was a special gift from God. Louisiana's six-year-old is the year's youngest police shooting victim. Yes, I said police shooting when you know, you guys, we have that issue. Now, this young man was a white. I mean, this baby was white. The father and the son, this was a white family. Okay, it says, as of Thursday morning, at least 834 people have been shot and killed by American police officers so far this year. 834, wow. And this article, first and foremost, let me tell you where I got this article from. This is from the Washington Post. Okay, it says, six-year-old Jeremy David Marty is the youngest among them. The autistic first grader was sitting in front passenger seat of a car being driven by his father, Chris Few, in Marksville, Louisiana, when city marshals attempted to serve the man a warrant after 9:30 p.m. Tuesday night. Few fled, eventually turning down a dead-end street. Okay, this happened Tuesday night. Police say Few then attempted to back his vehicle out, striking officers' cruiser, prompting a hail of gunfire that left him hospitalized. An official briefed on the shooting said that Few was unarmed when two officers opened fire, shooting between 13 and 18 bullets combined. That official said it's unclear if the shooting was captured on camera. Days like these, I wish I was a plumber, said L.J. Mayu, the of Oils Parish coroner. These last 2 days have been bad, and it's getting worse. Five of the officers' bullets pierced Jeremy's body, Mayu said, with the two fatal shots hitting him in the head and chest. Jeremy was a special gift from God. He was always smiling, always happy, the slain child grandmother Samantha Few told the local television station. He was diagnosed with autism when he was two. He loved everyone he met, and they loved him. He didn't deserve what happened. There have been at least 85 fatal on-duty police shootings this year that began with officers attempting to serve an arrest warrant, according to the Washington Post analysis. Police note that serving warrants is one of the more dangerous elements of their job and often result in armed confrontation. Many police departments, however, ban their officers from shooting at moving vehicles, arguing that it makes situations more dangerous for the officers as well as bystanders. Anytime an individual is killed, especially a child, is tragedy, Colonel Mike Edmondson, head of the Louisiana State Police, told reporters, adding that state officials continue to investigate the shooting. Jeremy is one of the 17 children who have been shot and killed by police officers this year, and is one of
test this out right quick on the app. Now keep in mind that I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. So y'all get nice about it.
Once again, the man, Kanye West.
about her man. She's cool.
The garden
I don't even want to know what they're doing downstairs. All I know is they're here and they're safe.
You guys, it's the
cops. Did you know hosting a party with underage drinkers is a crime? You could face a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail. Get the facts at drugfreemanatee.org.
Only you can make me happy.
Only you can make me happy.